today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Do you ever wish you could go back, Jim, in time to 82 and ride around in a bitchin' Camaro with a T-top and Pioneer speakers?
No, Patrick. I prefer to live in the present, one day at a time. All right, so you said the allergies are bothering you.
Yeah, a little bit.
The spring allergies that happen every year?
Yeah, it seems to. With the pollen and stuff?
Yeah. It's bad. You should see my car.
I know.
It's
like a pound.
Covered.
Yeah.
In schmutz.
Yeah, just sand it off. It works really well.
It's just terrible. So, well, this is what you came to listen to. Suburban talk about seasonal allergies. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what we like to do from time to time, as much as we can, is take feedback from our listeners.
Yeah, we love the feedback.
Without our listeners, I think you've said this before, without our listeners, who would listen to the show? Right?
And they're smarter than us.
They are smarter than us.
And we'd like to prove
it. So this is great, because then they can just give us their smart comments, and we don't have to do a whole lot, right?
Nope, just read. Just cold read, pretty much.
Okay, so I'm going to try that here.
Yeah, you go for it, man. This is a multi-paragraph email, but I'm really excited about
this.
It.
One goes back a little ways when we talked about Van Halen. We had Van Halen week with Kevin Spain.
Yes,
Kevin Spain. Kevin, by the way, he messaged me the other day something about Cheap Trick playing at Jiffy Lube Live.
Nice.
And he's like, I know that's one of your favorites, right? And I said, yeah, I really like the Cheap Trick. But unfortunately, they're opening for another band that I will not name right now that is not one of my favorites. And so I told Kevin, pass on that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that he wants to do stuff.
Yeah.
And so we'll get together with Kevin again. He's definitely a fan of the classic rock.
Oh, yes.
So we will find other ways to work that into the show. All right. But getting back to Van Halen, this is from a listener named Clay Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay says, hey, Jim and Pat. Wanted to write in on a couple of topics. Unfortunately, I do not have the gift of gab like Echo Park Jimmy, so I will refrain from calling. Crystal Lake Clay does not have the same ring of Echo Park Jimmy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like it.
CLC.
Plus, people on the train might kind of wonder even more about me if they hear me rambling on about Van Halen. So Crystal Lake, Illinois?
I was doing it myself.
Oh, check that out.
Yeah, I will. Let me see what I can find.
When he says Crystal Lake, here's the thing. When he says Crystal Lake and he mentions the train, I'm thinking it's Illinois because there's a train that runs
up to Chicago.
To Chicago from Crystal Lake, I believe McHenry County, if I'm correct.
Let me check that out for you.
Okay. All right. Anyway, getting back to Clay. He says, I did enjoy Van Halen week. As a kid of the 80s, I cut my teeth on Jamie's Crying and Running with the Devil. I still can remember getting rides with my friend and his hot older sister in her bitchin' Camaro Z28 with the T-tops out and Van Halen cranked to massive levels in her Pioneer 6x9s.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, this hot older sister just happened to be friends with Valerie Bertinelli's brother.
What?
Valerie's mom just happened to be living in my hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana. As goofy 13-year-olds, we were always thinking that we might get lucky and have an Eddie Van Halen sighting, or better yet, a Valerie sighting.
Shwing!
Supposedly, Eddie and Valerie would drop in from time to time for a family visit, and Eddie was rumored to jump on stage for an impromptu jam with some local band.
Wow.
Van Halen at Hirsch Coliseum was my first concert. Or he says, was one of my first concerts. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Ted Nugent, I think, was my first. Sorry about that one. And then he goes on to suggest some topics for future shows. I don't know if I want to get into that right now. We'll take that under advisement.
Yeah.
But I just want to read the Van Halen
that
part
was great.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then he says, keep up the great work. Tell the bosses that your work is making a difference in a bunch of old men's lives. I say old because we are all becoming customers of Jim's fine employer. Some of you may know what that reference is. Make sure they keep supporting you guys' contribution to the history of rock and roll. Rock on, Crystal Lake Clay. Did you find anything about Crystal Lake?
I did, and I see that for $9 at 8:30, we can jump on the UP Northwest line, and it's an hour and 20 minutes to Chicago.
It is.
So I think
Illinois, yeah. Yes, I know that from my time living in Illinois. So.
Well done. And you're going to pass through Schaumburg, Des Plaines, and yes, Arlington Heights on the way to Chicago.
So just to give you a little frame of reference here. So Crystal Lake, which I, if I'm remembering correctly, that's in McHenry County. So
not
that
too
would
far
be
far from Rockford, right?
Yeah, but see, but the thing is, Rockford's far enough away from Chicago that you don't really think of yourself as part of the Chicago metro area. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a metro area unto itself. But if you're in Crystal Lake, that's kind of like where I am here to DC.
Ah, okay, I see.
You know, sort of an exurb, right? Where you're within the metro area, but you're on sort of the fringe of the metro area. And so a commute like that would take a train.
Yeah, and the internet tells me it's an hour and 32 minutes by car to Milwaukee.
Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Milwaukee, as I can't claim this line. I've heard this line from somebody else. Is a great city on a great lake. All right, but
thank
anyway,
you, Clay.
All right, Clay, thank you very much. And that Van Halen story is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Your description of being a kid of the '80s and all those things. I mean, that's very much in keeping with what we were going for with those Van Halen episodes.
Absolutely.
Take you back to that time and place with things like Z-28s and Pioneer 6x9s. Now, let's get to the phone line.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Pick it up the phone. Give us a call.
We have a call here that has been sitting in the machine for quite a while.
Yeah.
It's been blinking. And finally, I'm like, all right, we better play this call because you're going to hear that we've been sitting on this one for a little while. But
yeah,
it's one of our old friends and faithful listeners. And, well, you'll hear it.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Jimmy Linetti here. Going to give a shout out to the Party Line people too. Been forgetting to do that in the past. Party Line people, what's up? Anyways, hey, I know you guys just wrapped up a week of listener feedback, but I wanted to call today, March 23rd, because in my household it is Bonnie Doon Day. So I just wanted to give a shout out to my boys. Their new record came out today. It's a pleasure to listen to. Look it up on your Spotify or on your favorite streaming platform. I will say this about it. It's pastoral.
This and that, so and so. Maybe yes, maybe no. You said a lot of things. You said a lot of things.
2018. So my band to watch in 2018 is Nap Eyes.
Every time the feeling comes, you never question why it comes to the space. Say you never get an answer that way, but then you wonder anyway. Just you don't really think about it, and you don't really try. Like a space case, like
if you see him pop up on some late night talk show and Jimmy Kimmel or something, you go, hey, Jimmy Linetti told me about those guys. So yeah, Nap Eyes, great little band. Also wanted to fill you in on my visit to see Titus Andronicus recently. You guys haven't mentioned Patrick Stickles in a while, but the guy is definitely up to something right now with this kind of two-man acoustic tour, as he calls it. It's just him on electric guitar with a keyboard player. And the new record, definitely a departure for the band. It's called A Productive Cough. And if you read a little more into the title of the record and the contents of the record, you can just feel that Patrick Stickles is just kind of like clearing his throat with this record. You know, he's getting ready to maybe make a big rock statement coming up in the future, but he just needs to clear his throat right now and get some stuff out of his system. And that's kind of what these songs are. Just kind of a rambling 7-song set on the CD or on the record. And in concert, it was pretty enthralling, actually. You know, he got up there, he got on top of the bar, he did some cover songs, Tom Waits, wrapped up with a Prince cover, I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man. Got to chat with Patrick after the show. We've corresponded in the past. I think I passed along to you guys a long email he sent me about the future of rock and roll. But yeah, the guy can ramble, that's for sure. You guys know that. Yeah, anyways, it looks like I can ramble a little bit too. Went over that 3-minute mark. Maybe next time I'll get the stopwatch out and kind of have that nearby so I know what I got left. Anyways, yeah, I got to chat with Patrick. Super nice guy. I brought along a package of tube socks and gave those to him. I figure any guy on tour across the country, fresh socks is kind of a treat. So he seemed to be pleased with the tube socks, and he signed a show poster for me. I'll maybe shoot you a photo of that via the Twitter so you can kind of see. It's really kind of cool of him to do that. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys get to chat with Patrick again or maybe see him when he comes through the D.C. area. And also, great job on the cassette. I've been playing it a lot. You guys put a little thought into that, a little thought into the artwork. I thought it was really cool what you put together on that cassette for your listeners. And anyways, I put together a box of my own with some free stuff. I know it's the year of free stuff for rock in the suburbs, so look for a little Rockin' the Suburbs care package in the mail soon. So I hope you guys enjoy what I threw in there. All right, Jimmy Linetti, going to sign off. Going to head back down to the glove shop. It's a busy time of year. People always put off getting their gloves fixed. And then when they realize they need them in the spring, then I hear from them. All right, fellas, take it easy.
Okay, I got to apologize first off. Because this is my fault. If listeners remember, we tore open Jimmy's box.
Yeah.
Like a month ago.
Yes.
But I was the one, Jim, who put the piece of tape over the blinking red light with the messages.
Oh,
because
okay.
I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here at Rockin' the Suburbs HQ, I did that. And yeah, maybe I've done it on a check engine light or something like that also. So it's a trick I know.
Fixed.
That's right. Out of sight, out of mind.
Well,
we're good.
The good news is that we apparently have a new intern coming on, a second intern who's going
heard about this.
Specifically handle all the listener correspondence.
You know, this has been the hot gossip at the water cooler over at Rockin'
right.
the Suburbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really
absolutely.
Has. Yeah.
So
is it really happening?
Mishaps like this won't happen anymore, won't occur anymore because that's
got this covered.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah,
but yes, regular listeners might remember we opened the box from Jimmy Linetti, and then since then we've listened to this
for
call.
Weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
but it was
Jimmy.
Great. Del Lord's tapes and all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah, and stickers from the glove repair.
Yeah, I got one on my car.
D&J,
yep.
Right?
D&J glove repair.
I have one of the magnets up on the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right.
Upstairs.
Me too. And also, you know, we got the cool replacements swag that was from the Maxwell's thing, which is really nice.
I'm going to tell Jimmy something here about baseball gloves. So this is a little story from my youth. When I was a kid, my father gave me a glove that he had when he was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And I still have it. It's up in the garage. But the glove, there's two things that are really interesting about this this particular baseball glove. One is that it has the, you know how the gloves tend to have like an autograph?
Yeah.
You know, not like an actual, like somebody signed it, but like it's like imprinted.
Jim is drawing on his hand now for like, people who can't, for now watching like us on VH1.
Imprinted on the glove, right?
That's right.
This particular one had the signature of Herb Score.
Oh, okay.
An old Cleveland Indians player,
Cleveland
right?
Indians
yes,
guy,
yes,
yeah.
Herb Score. So it's a, we would always call it the Herb Score glove. And the other thing about it was this glove is so old, Jimmy will probably get this, that it's like short and wide. Do you know what
Strange.
I'm? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like it's from a decade. Here's what it is. If you ever think of, if you can picture in your mind the kind of glove that Charlie Brown would wear, that's what it looks like.
Okay, so that's an old glove. Yes. Glove. Yeah, yes, that's amazing.
Like,
yeah,
just it just appears huge on your hand.
Yeah.
Yes. So the Herb Score glove. Oh, yes, I still have
that's
that.
That's very
somewhere.
Nice.
Yes.
I once had a glove with that same autograph, autographed by Greg Luzinski.
Oh yeah.
Who was historically one of the most terrible fielding outfielders in baseball history. But they, I think his nickname was like the Bull, Greg the Bull Luzinski, because he crushed the ball for the Phillies, right? I mean, he would hit like 40 home runs in a year, but he couldn't field. You know, he had like bricks for hands. So people would be like, that's your fielding glove?
Right.
Luzinski?
Right. That's, you know, you would want to buy a bat.
That's right. Right. Yeah, I got it all Greg backwards. Luzinski. Yes, he had like 40 errors a year.
So should we talk about this music at all? So first of all, the tube socks. That's the most...
I know a guy who gave Patrick Stickles tube socks.
It's a thoughtful gift. It actually makes a lot of
it
sense for a touring
lot of
band,
sense,
right?
Man, there's so much love behind that
Yeah,
gift.
There is. Nap Eyes.
Yeah, I heard a song by them the other day and I thought it was fantastic. Really liked it. Yeah.
So
they've got some scrape to them, and they got a little parquet quartz to them.
Yes,
but they're a cool band.
I like this new record a lot. And here I'm going to show you visual evidence here. Do you? Mm-hmm. So every month when we do our new music things, I always
playlist.
Make a playlist, and then I sort of, you know, just stuff I'm discovering, and then from that I make my couple of picks because we only do two. But this is the March playlist that I had going, which
this.
Has 162 songs on it.
I'm very impressed by that.
But look at this, Nap Eyes. I got the whole Nap Eyes album from March on here. So that was one of the bands that I discovered in March.
Their album, I'm Bad Now.
It's fantastic.
Cool,
I love it. So really good pick there.
Their third, I believe. It's very, very well done. You're like Bob Boylan.
No, don't ever say that. I quit now.
I'm out, as the Bish would say.
All right, where were you going with this? What were you about to say?
I don't know. I was just feeling so inadequate after seeing your March playlist with 162 songs that I lashed out. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
I'll never say that again.
All right.
I apologize.
Well, thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Yeah, that was amazing.
We love to hear from you.
I know.
We're sorry that we haven't played it till now.
I know. I feel bad about that, too.
I promise that with the new second intern,
it won't happen
1A
again.
Or... You know, whatever won't upset Sam.
Yep.
We'll get on this feedback a lot sooner, and we'll get back to it.
Yeah,
so,
we will.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close by saying this is Rock in the Suburbs. You should listen
every day,
just like Jimmy does. And you should call 612-440-1984 and leave a message just like Jimmy does. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to, you can email like Clay, Crystal Lake Clay.
Crystal Lake Clay,
did.
CLC.
CLC. We hope to hear from him again.
Yep.
It's rock@suburbspod.com is the email address, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @suburbspod. Do any of those things. Please subscribe to the show on any platform.
Mm-hmm.
Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Nobody's done that lately, and
come on, folks.
We really need that.
Please.
We really need that. It doesn't cost you anything, but it would really help us out. And and Jimmy mentioned the tape.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right. Yeah, the tape.
So here's all I want to say about that. We did make a mixtape of some of our favorite songs from 2017, and for some people who contributed some content to us for the show, we sent them out the mixtape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, those mixtapes are pretty much all gone now, I think. So
they're gone.
Right. But I appreciate that Jimmy feels that we put a lot of love into that, which we did. But here's the only thing I want to tease. We haven't figured this out yet exactly, but we are working on some way to do more kind of special things like that for listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let you know. We'll let you know. That's all I want to say right now. We'll let you know.
We've been coming into the office, people, and doing some work. That's why you hear all this chatter around the water cooler.
That's right. A lot of chatter. So we'll let you know how you can take advantage of some new special offers that we may have, right? Okay. Now, one thing you can do now, if you want, you can go to teespring.com / Rockin' the Suburbs. I hope I have that right.
Something like that. I mean,
Just go to teespring.com and search Rockin' the Suburbs, and you can buy t-shirts and mugs. We
the
do
mug
have that.
Is a handsome item, and the t-shirt's like the great, mugs. Too. It's summer, so you need a little something with the short sleeves. So you can go out on the weekend and be a lonely boy out on the weekend.
All right. I think that pretty much covers it, right? I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Think I'll pack it in, buy a pickup, take it down to LA, find a place to call my own and try to fix up, start a brand new. The woman I'm thinking of, she loved me all up, but I'm so down today. She's so fine, she's in my mind, I hear her calling. See the lonely boy.
Do you have any fisherman's friend cough drops?
I like those.